But first, Jill Smith farms near Carrickaline in County Cork. She's milked her cows all her life and she was instrumental in saving the Drummond cow, which is a native Irish breed. The world around her is changing and she is now retired. So Jill has a tough decision to make about the future of her herd. Ella McSweeney called to visit her on the eve of most of her cows leaving the farm. But Jill has always made her own decisions in her farming life and has made her own decision about their future too.
So you got ducks as well, have you?
Just a couple. They came to me because the fox killed their brothers and sisters, so they were brought to me that way. And actually that cock there, that he came from Kerry. A couple brought him up to me 2 years ago. Yeah, he came up, he's a Kerry cock, as we call him.
He looks like he's got a lot of self-confidence.
Oh, he has. Yeah, oh, he is. He is. Typical Kerry man.
Jill Smith's farm is right on the edge of the rapidly expanding town of Carrickaline in Cork. Now retired, and with the ever-growing sound of urbanisation increasing around her fields, she faces decisions about her farm's future. Most importantly for her, what will happen to her herd of cows?
I suppose when I was just turned 70, I kind of said, you know, there's a lot of animals here. Like, my parents died in their early 70s, and I kind of, you know, I said, it could be near my time as well. But thankfully, I've got another 7 years out of it since. And I decided then, what was I going to do with all my cows that I loved dearly? I was looking at a country file and I saw where there was a man surrendered his pedigree Herefords to a sanctuary. So when country file was over, I rang my sister who lives in Kent. I said, I've got the name, Hillside Animal Sanctuary. Can you get a phone number for me? So she did. I rang Wendy Valentine, who owns the sanctuary. And I said, told her my predicament. I said, I have dairy cows and I'd like them to go. She said, no problem. As soon as you can get your arrangements done, we'll take them. We'd sent out 70, I think, the first time. There's a load going tomorrow, and that would be our fifth load of cows going to the sanctuary.
I suppose the obvious question is, why are you doing this? Usually what happens to cows that are finished milking or whatever is that they're either sold on or they're generally sent to the factory. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I did it all my life. And it would be the hardest day that I'd put down the day the lorry would take them to the factory. It would break my heart to see them going. And I felt I could not send the whole herd there. I think I wouldn't have survived. They gave me a good life. I had a lovely life. I enjoyed my life. I love milking cows. I love being with the animals. I milked cows every Christmas day. I never had a weekend away or anything like that. I stayed with the cows. Very happy to do it. No regrets at all. But it was always the hard day that they had to go. But financially, I had to. And economically, I had to just get rid of them. They had to go, pay the bills and feed the ones that were left at home. So that's what happened.
What's the feeling when they go from the farm here for you, when you know that they're going across the water to this retirement home?
Well, they're going out tomorrow. Half of me will be smiling. And the other half, the tears will be dripping. And that's it. The sad thing about it, we have no sanctuary in this country, which I would love if we had, that we could send them to a retirement home here, but there is no place in Ireland to take them. It will be a long journey for them, but I know they'll be straight away. They'll be in comfort what they'll land over, and I'm happy then. You know, when I see the lorry pulling away tomorrow, and I see the ramp going up, I say, I'll see you girls no more, and that's it. I'm happy at the other side, thinking that just they're safe, they're safe. I'm just giving a little bit of food to the geese for their midday snack. Well, I don't go looking for them, they just arrive.
How do they arrive then?
They come in boots of cars and baskets in paper bags, you name it.
Do you mind?
No, never, never. I'll refuse nothing. They'll never go back. Muggies!
What's the name of your cows?
Well, we have over 30 cattle here at the moment, and 25 of those are going tomorrow.
And here they are. We might just go in through the gate there, Jill. Cattle are in their pens. What breed are they, Jill?
There are some Jerseys, some Friesian. She's a brown Swiss, the one with the horns. A couple of my old retired Drummond cattle.
They're going native Irish.
Native Irish. Yeah. There's, I think, a couple of Shorthorns as well going. There are.
So 25 of them are gone.
Yeah. Well, it'll be big pressure off before the winter. So I have to be careful of my poor old ticker.
Yes.
She's getting tender this age. So I'll have about 12 or 14 cattle for the winter, and that will be lovely. Easy managed.
Well, here they are now. They're coming up to you like dogs.
That's Ivy. Ivy is a Jersey. She's a twin. Holly. Where's Holly? Holly!
Do you have names on all of them?
Yeah, that's Mikey. And the black fellow is Chloe. They thought he was a girl, but I'm afraid he's a boy. So
it's a nice name.
Chloe. We'll just come over and you can rub Chloe. He's lovely. That's Tiny.
Because he is tiny.
She is tiny. Mm.
They're very calm, aren't they?
Yeah, he's lovely. He's gorgeous. I'll be lonesome when he'll go.
Will you?
I love him because he's such a pet.
There's a German behind him, I presume.
There's three of them. They're together, actually.
They're beautiful.
They're all going out tomorrow.
I mean, you were very central in keeping that breed alive, weren't you, over the years?
Yes, through tough times. Tough times. It was very hard to get them recognised that they were a true breed. And it took a good bit of my lifetime to keep pushing on my own. And I kept pushing. And then a few people came on board and, you know, we had a few stops and starts, but we got going eventually.
And got there eventually.
We got there, and they are recognised as a distinct breed, real ancient breed. Mm. And they have a lot of their own characters about them compared to these big fat fellas here.
And Jill, one of the things that really strikes me about your land here is the grasses look very old. And I say that not that they look tatty, but that they look very interesting. Old grass species.
Yeah, the grass, the youngest field I'd have would be, I suppose, 40 years.
So you haven't reseeded?
No. You know, we have, as I said, we have grasshoppers. Even I was talking to one of my neighbours the other day, and I said, do you have grasshoppers? I don't know what you're talking about. And he's a farmer. He said, I never saw a grasshopper. It's lovely to hear them on the fine day.
So what do you think in the future has for this farm? And I don't say that because you're going anywhere soon. You certainly are not, but long term.
I had a dream years ago of turning it into a sort of a rest walk, you know, that people come, walk, bring their kids, bring their dog, put in an area that you could leave dogs run free.
So if the council came to you and said, we might like to do that and call it Jill's Park. Or Jill's
I would love it. I would love it. It's very hard for us people to touch those people that are in a sad place. And there's a lot of people in sad places. And I would love if we had some place that people could come, have a quiet moment, sit by the bank of the river, think about their loved ones that are gone, have a cup of coffee and a chat with somebody that could talk to them. I would love that.
Take me to your favourite cow.
Sunday. This is Sunday. She was born Sunday morning. At 6 o'clock in the morning, when we had to call the neighbours to get her into the world. Her mother was not well before she had her, and she was not going to survive. So she had to be reared in the kitchen by the fire. She was so small and cold.
Did
it was cold.
You rear her?
I reared her in the kitchen. She was asleep by the fire. But she's my baby.
Yeah. Is she going tomorrow?
No. I tested her and I did the paperwork, but I got cold feet. I said no. I leave Sunday.
She's staying with you?
She's staying with me for as long as I'll be around.
So this time tomorrow night, Jill, 25 of your animals will be gone.
I'll miss them, you know. All the ones that went out, I can remember every one of them. I know the characters of them all and the colour of them all. You could just say to me, there's this cow or that cow, I would straight away remember. I remember them all, and I do think of them very often. Yeah.
Well, that was Ella McSweeney walking the fields with Jill Smith. And I was chatting to Ella yesterday and we were both saying, God, we'd love to do that rest walk with Jill. What a brilliant idea. And we caught up with Jill, who tells us she's going to miss the cows around the place. But everything went a dream. She said they were loaded up on the trailer and she just looked at them and she said, good luck and good home.